there is a dynamic I want to share with you. I think is really important as it relates to parenting, and they're called feedback loops. And it's a physiologic process which we now know occurs non-verbally. It occurs just through our physiology. It occurs through the energetic exchange of our cellular systems and the way our cells communicate, which is through vibration patterns. And a feedback loop essentially says that anytime we communicate, we create these vibration feedback loops, which actually become the conversation, become the communication. Meaning anytime I say something to Sherry, Sherry says something back to me. There's a vibration loop occurring in our communication, and it's getting bigger. So I say something back, and it's getting bigger. And Sherry says something back, and it's getting bigger. That's a feedback loop. And the significance of a feedback loop is that we all have the ability to add to it or to change it. Have you ever noticed how two people sometimes are sitting or standing and they're laughing and they're talking and they're sharing and they're having a good time and someone walks up and they start smiling it's so funny, guys. The person just kind of gets pulled in. Feedback loops do that. Feedback loops have the ability to embrace the whole room. If Sherry and I start having an argument right now, what do all you start doing? Feeling uncomfortable because a feedback loop is occurring. We all have the ability to add to it or to change it. So if Sherry says something to me, and just like the trash example, if Sherry says, Brian, take out the trash, and I say no, I just created a negative feedback loop. Because there are negative feedback loops and positive feedback loops. Now, if Sherry says, I said take out the trash, just like I did earlier with Derica, she just expands the feedback loop because she's got the ability to add to it or change it. If I continue saying no, she continues saying yes, then the feedback loop continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it creates fear, and you've felt this before, haven't you? When maybe you've been gone for a while and you come home and all of a sudden you go, what's going on? Had that experience? It's a feedback loop. You enter into a feedback loop, or two people are sitting there arguing, and you walk past, and you're looking at them. And then when you get past them, you turn around, and you watch for a minute before you keep going. It's a feedback loop. A negative feedback loop pulls you in. There are parenting tools and techniques that we have been instructed to use. Traditional parenting tools and techniques that we've been instructed to use that actually create negative feedback loops. And if we create a negative feedback loop, then the behavior is going to continue. It might change, but then it will become something different. So let's look at some of those.